Erev Shabbos Kodesh Parshas Chukas Tovshin Ayin Zayin. In this week's parsha, one of the stories in the parsha is the battle with Sichon, Melech Ha'emori. Now Sichon attacked the Jewish people, attacked Bnei Yisrael, and Bnei Yisrael Baruch Hashem were victorious. In the middle of the description of this parsha, the Torah tells us a little bit of background about Sichon, that he conquered the city of Cheshbon from Moab. Prior to Bnei Yisrael defeating him. And really, the Rashi tells us that Sichon wasn't able to conquer Cheshbon, but he had the help of Bilam and Beor, who cursed Moab, and that's how Sichon was able to be victorious. Now, in describing that historical fact, that Sichon conquered Cheshbon from Moab, the pasuk says as follows. Al Kain Yomru HaMoishlim. Now, literally, based on Rashi, the Moishlim are referring to poets. It's referring to, plural, it's referring to Bilam and his father, Bo'or. Bo Cheshbon. Right? They came to the city called Cheshbon. Tibonev Sikonen. Right? Let it be built and let it be established. Rashi explains that it should be built and established in the name of Sichon. That it should be called his city. Right, I'm sorry. Let it be built and established as the ear of Sichon. Now, that's the pasuk, and it's describing it. It's a historical pasuk. Now, the Gemara in Baba Basra. Now, this is not just Talmud drasha. This is a Gemara. This is a drasha from the Gemara. Omer of Shmuel bar Nachman, Omer Yochanan. Ha-Moishlim? What does Moishlim mean? Obviously, Rashi says it means poet, but there's a deeper meaning. Says the drasha in the Gemara. Elo ha-Moishlim b'Yitzram. Those that conquer the Yitzhara. Bo Cheshbon. Come and make a cheshbon. What does that mean, make a cheshbon? Make a calculation, think about it. What should you think about, says the Gemara? Hefsin mitzvah. I mean, cheshbon, shall Allah make a calculation of the world. The hefsin mitzvah, connected tzchara, the loss of a mitzvah against its reward. Mitzchara ver, connected hefseda. Tiv nevesikainin. Build yourself and prepare. Imata oisa kain. If you do this, tiv nevalom haza, vitikoni lom haba. If you do this, then you'll be built in this world, and you'll be prepared for the next world. You see from here that the drush of the pasuk is the way to beat the Yetzirah is preparation, understanding what's right, what's wrong, and calculating. You have to calculate, you have to think, what is the value of my learning now? What's the value of me not saying Lashon Hara? What is the value of me doing a mitzvah? What's that value? You have to think. It's impossible to build yourself in this world and prepare for the next world without thinking. Bo HaMoshim, if you want to be Moshim on the Yetzirah, you can't just cruise. You can't press cruise control. You have to be involved. Now, Rav Malach Biderman quotes in the Maharsham Yibarzin a few more points about this. Now we know it's called, right, Sichon. The city was called Sichon. Mashma, that the war was called by Sichon. Now, I have to ask, right, did Sichon win the battle himself? Obviously not, but he was the Tsar Tzava. He was the general. And what do you see from here? That the battle and the victory is referred to as, by who? By the general, because what does he do? He doesn't do the actual battle, but he does the preparation. You see from here that the main point of a battle is the preparation and the strategy, not the actual implementation. So you see from here, when we have the battle of the Yetzirah, where is the battle won? In the Rosh, in the head, in the Moach, in the brain, in the strategy. That's where you win the Yetzirah, right? It's very hard once you're in the midst, once you let the Yetzirah in a little bit, it's hard to overcome the Yetzirah. What a person has to do is before that, he has to have very clear values, very clear understanding of what's right and what's wrong. And then, as the Mesilas Yesharim discusses in Zahirus, then you can be victorious over the Yetzirah. Furthermore, in the name of the Tosfos Shantz, the Tchilas Mordechai says in the name of the Sefer Teruas Chayin, in the name of the Tosfos Shantz, which is a Rishon, that it says the Sar Mikutzi saw a Kodesh Baruch Hu in a Chalom, whatever that means. And he asked him, how do you beat the Yetzirah? And he answered, a Kodesh Baruch Hu answered him, Sheyizkor Tomadas Kodesh Baruch Hu, Umeil Yinatzcheu. Always remember Hashem, and then you'll be victorious. What does that mean? That everything is dependent upon your memory and your thought process. If you're thinking, if you remember Hashem and His Torah and Mitzvos, then you can overcome the Yetzirah. Furthermore, the Maharsham Yibarzin says, it says if you do this in this world, so then if you build, you'll be building this world and prepare the next world. What does that mean? So he explains that we know schar mitzvah b'hai al maleko, which means that you can't get reward in this world, and that's why certainly there's reward for the next world. So what's the reward for this world? Not the mitzvah itself, but rather you get rewarded in this world for the zrizus. When a person, and we see that Sichon was excelled in this area, he attacked Cheshbon, and he also was, and over here it also says, v'ilachem b'Yisrael. Right, when you have zrizus, which is what Sichon had, and we're learning from that, when you have zrizus, then you can be successful. So, and that's the drasha that we can understand in the Gemara. The Gemara says, "Tivne be'olam hazeh, v'tikon olam haba." There's two rewards. The reward for the mitzvah itself is in the next world, but the reward in this world is for the zrizus. Rav Malach Biderman also goes on further and he says, how could it be that a person could overcome the Yetzirah? The Yetzirah is on the level of a Malach, and we're human beings. So we know the Gemara Kedusha and Lamed Aleph on the base, if I'm not mistaken, that says that without a Kadosh Baruch Hu Siyata Dishmaya, right, we wouldn't be able to overcome the Yetzirah, no question about it. But he says a different shot. He says that Al Piterach HaTeva, the way a person can defeat the Yetzirah On a teva level, is that when a person says, like I said before, a clear value system, a person says, no, let's go do something wrong. Let's go speak Lashon Hara. Let's go eat something, you know, that's not so good. Let's not learn now. But if you say, no, that's usur. If you have strict guidelines, and it's clear, we don't, right? If that's not in our playbook, if that's not part of our strategy in the war, then we don't do it. If we want to win the war, we don't do such things. And therefore, in that situation where your red lines and your value system is so clear, so even if the Yetzirah starts up with you, even if he's a malach, it's non-negotiable. And that's another way you can beat the Yetzirah. I don't want to be Moses. One more thing, I know many of you. So just to summarize, the idea of this, the Moslem, if you want the drasha of the Gemara Bava Basra, if you want to beat the Yetzirah, and the Yetzirah is a lifelong, minute-by-minute challenge, whether it's, say a bracha b'kavana, you know, whether it's, say a not nice word to somebody, whether it's learn now, whether it's, you know, be shady in business, and so, every time, every 5 minutes, or even every minute, you could have an issue with the Yetzirah. A person has to realize, the Gemara and Bava Basra is telling us is that if you calculate things properly, so then you'll be able to make all the right choices. I recently learned the Gemara in Sanhedrin that many of you have learned, and the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us that if you have 23 judges in a capital case and it's unanimous, it's 23-0, so then the person is guilty, he's actually innocent. Why? The Gemara says because you have to have what's called halona sadin. You have to sleep on it overnight. And I'll push up shot in the Gemara is that if there's no one person that said Zakai, that spoke about Tzchus, there'll be nobody to encourage the rest of the judges to switch to Zakai, right? I'm sorry. 23 people said Chova, right? And there's not even one judge to say Zakai. Since there's not even one judge to encourage other people to switch to Zakai, there's no Halana Sedin, which means there's nobody that's going to try to encourage other to persuade people to switch. The Maharal says an unbelievable thing. He says, and if there's 22-1, well, first of all, the question is, why not? Just because nobody who else said Zakai, that means it's impossible for somebody to be Chozer? And the answer is as follows. The Maharal explains that if 23 people said Chova and nobody said Zakai, then automatically you don't think. It's not possible. What's the point of thinking? If everybody agreed that it's Chova, it's impossible that it could be anything else. Your brain shuts. However, if there's at least one person who said Zakai, all of a sudden, whoa, maybe there's something to this. But it goes to show you that very often a person shuts down. If everybody's doing things one way, it could be they're right. But then we all shut down. We don't think. The most important thing to do in life, certainly in Avodas Hashem, is to think things through. Number two, for this week's parasha, it's hard to pass through this parasha and not discuss Amelis Batorah. We know, the Pasuk tells us, Zos HaTorah Adam Kiyomus Ba'ol, says the Gemara in Brachos, Samech Gimel Mabez, Ein Divrei Torah Mis Kaimen Al Shememus Atzmo Lehem. The Torah is only fulfilled and accomplished with somebody who kills himself over the Torah. It's all about the Amelos, it's all about the Yegiyah. A story is told about the Taz, actually, it says here in Rav Biderman that he lived about 80 years ago, but I'm not sure that's true. So the story goes that even though the Taz lived hundreds of years ago, about 80 years ago, there was a Kamiya that was from the Taz that he wrote. And there are many stories that people who were sick were cured, and people who didn't have children had children. And one day, somebody came and decided to check out what's inside. And the person didn't know that when they opened up the Kamiya to see what's written inside, that the school would be finished. But nevertheless, they opened it up. And this is what it said in the Kamiya. This is what made people have children, help people have children, B'siyat D'Shmaya. And we hear, Ani David ben Shmuel Halevi, which is the name of the Taz. Amalti ala Tosfos b'chulin daf tzadi vavu mir aleph. I worked hard in Tosfos. B'schus ze ya'azor Hashem shekoha ha'koros yoshiyo v'kolachum yisrapu. Pilei ploy. Right? You see that the Taz didn't say, send a Yeshua because I wrote the Taz in the Shulchan Aruch or other things. No. He asked for the Yeshua to come through his Yigia in Amal HaTayra. As the Avos Reb Nosson says, Pam Achas B'tzar Me'a Pam Shlo B'tzar. It's better to have one time that's hard more than 100 times that's hard. The Sefer Chassidim writes that a person gets his schar, right? Can you imagine? You get much more schar when it's harder. L'fum tzara agra, of course, right? Because the Kodesh Baruch Hu knows how hard it is. Now, obviously, this is talking about Torah, but it's also talking about other mitzvahs. And if it's hard for you to control your tongue and not to speak lashon hara, and you do it, so you get greater schar, right? He also brings a story from the Chazon Ish. Chazon Ish was once visited by a person who had a medical question, and the Chazon Ish told him that he should go to a certain doctor in a certain place. And after he gave him that Eitzah, they started talking and learning for about an hour. So the Chazon Ish, at the end of the conversation, the Chazon Ish says, I have to tell you that you don't need to go get the surgery anymore. And the man said, what are you talking about? I don't need to go to get the surgery anymore. He said, originally I thought that you're a regular person, and a regular person, you know, would require this surgery. And, but now that I see that you're an omel batayra, that you toil in Torah, you work hard in Torah, therefore, whatever I told you before is batel. Because the Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with people who are omel batayra in a totally different fashion.
I'm back. I had to press pause for the second time to go pick up some kids from school, and here I am back. So I think I'm holding by the end of the story of the Chazon Ish, where this person spoke and learning with the Chazon Ish, and the Chazon Ish says, oh, if you're Amel Batar like that, so Kadosh Baruch Hu deals with you differently, you don't need the operation. And this Maisa was said over by Rav Melchiel Kotler Shlita, the Rashiv of Lakewood, and at a certain point in time, and somebody spoke up, an elderly gentleman spoke up and said, I'm the Baal HaMaisa. That story happened to me, and Baruch Hashem, I'm healthy. You see from here that the Iker, when it comes to Limud HaTorah, is the yagia, is the toiling, right? We're not necessarily going to have time to become master tamidei chachamim and know kol haTorah kula, which is certainly a goal we should all have. But the main issue is, the main point, main thing Hashem wants to see from us is our toiling in Torah and our trying in Torah. The Zohar says, kol deyishtalu b'raisa, batal minei choyvei dechuchvei amazle. Anybody who toils and works hard in Torah, Hashem nullifies all bad things against him. The main point of Torah is to work hard, and it's dafka when it's hard, right? If a person loves learning, and learning comes easy for him, so then there's a certain lack of reward for that. It's much more valuable when it's challenging, which is what it is most of the time for most of us. It says in the Akdamos, Tzvi v'chamid v'ragig dil'on balusa, which means the Kodesh Baruch Hu desires our toiling in Torah. Right, not just our learning in Torah, our toiling in Torah, our hard work. But another diak, it says that Esau was ish yodeh atzayid ish soda, and Yaakov was ish tam yoshev oholim. So the Rav Ozner Zatzal asks, how come by Esau it says yodeh atzayid, he knows, and by Yaakov it should say yodeh Torah? Why does it say yoshev Torah? It's because it's highlighting this chiluk. When it comes to non-Jews, and it comes to mundane subjects, so it's all about the knowledge. But when it comes to the Torah, it's all about the yeshiva. It's all about the work. The Gemara in Sota Lamed Hei and Aleph tells us about David HaMelech, that he was punished when he called Torah Zmira. And therefore, by the Bnei Kos, they carried on their shoulders the Aron, and by David Melch, the Aron was carried, was brought in by a wagon. So what's Pshat? What was wrong with calling Torah Zmiros? So the Brisker Rav explains that when it comes to music, who cares about music? Who cares about music? People are very attuned to music. People that are talented in music, and that's it. Nobody else really appreciates it. And Torah is totally not like that. Torah is shovel chol nefesh. Torah is something that's appropriate for everybody. It's all about how hard you work. That's the only thing that matters. The Chasam Sofer says on the mission of us, Omdim Tzvufim, Mishtachim Ruvachim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have made it that when they were standing, it was also miraculous. Why is it dafka when you're bent, that's when the miracle is? Because that's the whole point. Agra dekila dukka. The more you push, the more you work on it, the more you omel, that's where you see the miracles. The Kotzki Rebbe says, based on the Gemara Megillah, Yagati v'lomotzasi al tamen. Right? A person toiled, he didn't find, don't believe him. So what are we dealing with? Are we dealing with people who lie? What's the pshat? Says the Kotzki Rebbe, no, the pshat is like this. It's impossible. If the person was in the Ageya and he didn't find, don't believe him. What does that mean? Because he's looking for something tangible, something finite, something specific, but that's not true. Don't believe that he didn't find anything. You know why? Because the gi alain in Yiddish, the toiling itself is a mitzia, is something to be satisfied and put value upon, place value upon. To Gemara in Brachos and Daf Lamed Beis Manala says four things need chizik, and one of them is Torah. Rashi says, person has to work with all of his strength, and that's the ikker. It's not about how much Torah you know, it's about how much effort you put into it. It's an amazing thing about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the way he values our learning is not about results, it's all about toiling. And certainly, most of the people listening to this, I imagine, whether you're still you're an alumni, you're still in YU, you know, you're working full time, whatever it is, the toiling in Torah is the main point. Most of us don't have so much time to learn. Right, but if you go ahead and you take 10 minutes, even 10 minutes, 20 minutes, a half hour, and you work hard in something, you work hard in your learning, you push yourself to learn. That's where the real schar comes from, and that's where the real greatness in Torah comes from, and that's what it means. When you show that the Torah is life for you, and you push yourself, and that's where you certainly connect to the Torah. And the Torah, as we saw before in the stories, certainly protects a person. I read this morning in the editorials in Mishpacha magazine a few weeks ago, actually it was issued from 2 weeks ago, a rav must have written an article 3 weeks ago, 4 weeks ago, about, you know, the method of David Newman of chazering Gemara and knowing Gemara cold, and the Simcha brings in this person who's a person who's working, who doesn't have so much free time, but yet he takes 10 minutes here and 10 minutes there. Now that he never thought he'd ever be a masmid, but because he reviews and he chazers and feels connected to Torah, he feels that any 10 minutes that he has, he's drawn to the learning, and he's able to accomplish feats in learning. He's able to accomplish learning just by 10 minutes at a time. So a person should never give up on the fact that, I have no time. No, there's still plenty of opportunities to toil in Torah. So just to summarize, I know the shmooze is a little bit on the long side, but the Yetzirah is a lifelong battle. The only way to beat the Yetzirah is to think and make a cheshbon, a calculation. What is this, a mitzvah? Is this a ver? Is this the right thing to do? Is this the wrong thing to do? And if you do that, you get great Olam Haba and great Olam Hazeh. Number two, the most valuable mitzvah in the world is the Torah. And what type of Torah? Not just knowledge in Torah, but rather working hard and toiling in Torah. Have a wonderful Shabbos.